AccuWeather forecast, mixture of clouds and sun, high today near 84. The Racine County Sheriff's Department launching a coordinated search after 9 this morning in the Union Grove area for a man wanted reference and assault. The tactical response including establishment of a perimeter and a canine brought in to try to pick up the man's scent. No other information, however, is available. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration investigating complaints from Harley-Davidson owners who claim that their motorcycle brakes fail without warning. 430,000 bikes from model years 2008 through 2011 with anti-lock brakes are involved here. Riders reporting the brakes on the hand lever and foot pedal not working, causing one driver to crash into a garage door. 43 complaints all total received thus far. 3 crashes, 2 reports of injuries. The head of the Centers for Disease Control says the more that researchers learn about the Zika virus, the more worried that they get.
Dr. Thomas Frieden joined a group of congressional public health and government leaders urging Congress to pass a Zika funding bill.
We need to do more, to understand more, to diagnose better, to control mosquitoes better, and for all of that, funding is very important.
Director Frieden says the number of U.S. cases is also growing.
In the continental United States, travel-associated cases now stand at more than 1,130.
That number includes 14 transmitted by sexual contact. Congress is being asked to act before leaving on a 7-week recess July 15th. I'm Mark Chase.
The odds of finding a location in Racine and setting up a homeless shelter that accepts people with alcohol, drug, and mental health issues not all that good at this point, so the REST program from years ago involving local churches might make a return to at least cover the winter months as work goes on to find a permanent location. During a community meeting that was held at the courthouse, Mayor John Dickert said any shelter site has to meet certain requirements while also assessing those who are needing the help.
We're trying to find out, first of all, how to help people get into transitional housing. That's the whole idea behind this, and for people who are coming in last minute in the cold, to make sure they're not out in the cold. So I give Segway a lot of credit for at least attempting to get this done. They've been working with us. The county has been great partners. We're all trying to solve the problem, but more importantly, to deal with the problems that get to homelessness.
Segway had offered up a site in the 900 block of King Drive, which had drawn all kinds of criticism. Calvin Plunkett said his building in Uptown at 1522 Washington Avenue would be perfect, with a little financial help.
Now, I take it upon myself to get volunteers. I got everything going besides the finance part of it. So that's the reason why when I heard about what was happening down there, I said, well, okay, they say they're serious. I'm going to see how serious they are. So the problem is really being resolved. It could be resolved with me. I know how to run it. I know what to do. I know how to report. I don't drink. I'm an alcoholic who don't drink. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't do none of the above. I'm trying to help people that's in a predicament beyond their own control.
County Executive Jonathan Delagrave asking the group before their next meeting for 10 potential sites and up to 7 churches may be interested in volunteering this winter with the homeless under the REST program model. And Kenosha County Executive Jim Cruza joining with the County Parks Division and local business sponsors, inviting the public to be a part of the 8th Annual Make-A-Wish Car Motorcycle Show from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. this Sunday in Area 1 at Petrifying Springs Park. The event is free to spectators, $10 to show off a car or a motorcycle, 100% of the proceeds going to the Make-A-Wish Foundation of Wisconsin, for which the money raised gets used for local children from Racine and Kenosha counties. The AccuWeather forecast, a mixture of clouds and sun here and there, high this afternoon around 84 degrees. The Racine County Sheriff's Department responded to a serious injury accident before 10:30 this morning near the Burlington Bypass, reported on Pine Street near Yonkey Road. Initial reports indicated that the operator of a motorcycle was being given CPR after the bike and a semi collided. A State Patrol inspector was called in from Kenosha to work the accident reconstruction because it was a semi involved. Traffic, meanwhile, had to be detoured around that location. The eastbound lanes of I-94 at the Zoo Interchange in Milwaukee going to be closing overnight Saturday. This to allow crews to place a large girder section or two for a new ramp. The closure to begin at 11 o'clock Saturday night and end officially about 1 o'clock or so Sunday, though the work might continue until later in the morning. Traffic will be diverted at Moreland Avenue. Additional work going to mean the closure of an off-ramp at I-94 to Greenfield Avenue, plus the eastbound off-ramp to Highway 100, both scheduled to remain closed until the end of July. Former manager of the town of Waterford McDonald's gets charged with 4 counts of theft in a business setting, allegedly pocketed 4 night deposits over a 2-month period in 2014. 28-year-old Shane Shallard of Cedarburg formally charged yesterday. The documents indicate that bank deposits were never made, but deposit slips had been made out. Security video allegedly showing him leaving the restaurant with those bags for deposit. The video from the bank, however, showing the deposits totaling more than $12,000, never made. Schellert's initial appearance now set for July 21st. We Energy's forecasting electric rates to drop by 0.5% in 2017 due to a reduction in the price of coal and some other factors. Meanwhile, the falling price of natural gas means the utility, like others around the state, will also be able to issue a credit to customers in the months ahead. Wisconsin Public Service Commission, meanwhile, voting in favor of a $250 million wind farm project in the St. Croix County town of Forest, 3 years after the initial approval was made. The project manager, Bill Ricosi.
We've gone through a difficult and a lengthy and expensive to all parties process. And, we find ourselves at a place today where, once again, our project has been confirmed or validated, if you will.
The 44-turbine project receiving local approval back in 2010, but a court-ordered reconsideration of the need for any additional public hearings and stricter noise compliance standards. The shooting tragedy in Dallas made a scary connection for WRJN Morning Show host Mike Clements today. He talked about it on a Facebook message that he got from a former classmate in reference to her daughter, an officer on the Dallas Police Force.
Just heard that Tommy, this is a daughter of my friend Cindy from Beloit, from here in Wisconsin. Officer Tommy, she was running behind another officer and her partner called back. The officer she was following was shot. Tommy ran back to help load him in the ambulance. 20 minutes later, she found out that he had died. I am so thankful that she turned back, but I feel horrible for the other officer.
Clemens noting that Officer Tommy's parents, his former classmates, moved to the Dallas area years ago for their jobs. Today, both are thankful she was not one of the officers wounded or killed in Thursday night's sniper attack. In Mount Pleasant, the Village Board has a special meeting next Monday morning to discuss a proposed separation agreement from Administrator Kurt Wallen. He's been in that position since 2013, said he was somewhat surprised he got a call from a village attorney telling him the board wished to end his tenure. He noted the only change in the last month or two was the shift of the majority on the board in the last election.
No new developments, no controversies here. This is just a result of the election. That elections have consequences, and you have to face up to that. That's what's going on.
Monday's meeting, listed as a closed session, scheduled to begin at 7:30 in the morning. Then the board is to come back and do open session. The Racine County Board's Executive Committee will be getting together next Monday night with the Health and Human Development Committee to talk about the Ridgewood Care Center and the latest on the potential sale of the county's nursing home through a hired broker. The agenda calling for discussion about the conditions of any sale to be included in a letter of intent. The broker, Ray Giannini, scheduled to attend that 5:30 p.m. meeting at the Ives Grove Auditorium for his market insight and to answer questions from supervisors on either committee or who show up in the audience. And the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration investigating complaints from Harley-Davidson owners who claim that their motorcycle brakes fail without warning. 430,000 bikes from model years 2008 through 2011 are affected with the anti-lock brakes. On Capitol Hill today, House Speaker Paul Ryan offering some thoughts on what happened last night in Dallas, as well as what's been going on around the country in general. Protests and officer-involved shootings among them.
Let's not lose sight in our common humanity. The values that brought those protesters to the streets in Dallas, the values that brought those protesters to the streets in Washington last night. Respect, decency, compassion, humanity. If we lose those fundamental things, what's left? We need to take a moment here for reflection, for thought, for prayer, for justice, for action. Right now, let's let justice be done, and let's also let some healing occur too.
Speaker Ryan saying that sometimes we disagree passionately on how to get there, but let's not lose sight of the values that unite us. Trial scheduled for next Monday in Racine County Circuit Court for Illinois resident Christian Logan Negru in reference to the November 2014 hatchet murder of his estranged wife in Mount Pleasant. At issue for Judge Eugene Gascevich, not whether Logan Negru did it, but if he was mentally ill at the time. The 39-year-old man from Arlington Heights, accused of stalking his wife, then confronting her outside the home of her employer, where she had sought refuge from what was alleged to have been an abusive relationship. She later died from multiple injuries related to being struck several times with the hatchet. Logan Negru pleading guilty to the charges, not guilty, though, because of the mental illness. Meanwhile, the new attorney for a Kenosha man sent to prison in 2007 for the murder of his wife, but whose conviction was overturned by a federal appeals court because of a failed counsel for trial, he's been granted more time to learn about the case and prepare for that new trial. Oscar Thomas, found guilty of false imprisonment, sexual assault, and murder, for which he received a life sentence. Following the appellate court ruling, the case was sent back before Kenosha Judge Bruce Schrader, who's granted the defense request some more time. A status conference will be held September the 12th. A public information meeting scheduled in Mount Pleasant July the 14th, 4 to 7 p.m. at the Village Hall, regarding the installation of sanitary sewer on Highway V between Highway 20 and Spring Street, also the water main on V from 20 to the northern village limits. Formal presentations will be made during that meeting at both 4:30 and 6:30. The rest of the time will be in open house style format. That work is scheduled to begin around August 1st. The Racine County Sheriff's Department responded to a serious injury accident before 10:30 this morning near the Burlington Bypass, reported on Pine Street near Yankee Road. Now, the initial reports indicated that the operator of a motorcycle was being given CPR after that bike and a semi collided. A State Patrol inspector called in from Kenosha to work the accident reconstruction due to the semi. Traffic had to be detoured around that location. The Sheriff's Department earlier launching a coordinated search after 9 this morning in the Union Grove area. A man wanted in connection with an assault. It was a tactical response, including establishment of a perimeter, and a canine was brought in to try to pick up the man scent. That proved uneventful, however. The search was called off. U.S. Department of Education says over the past three decades, state and local expenditures on prisons and jails have gone up more than three times as fast as spending on elementary and secondary education. While overall spending on education dwarfs that of corrections, the report notes that expenditures on public pre-kindergarten through 12th grade education went up by 107% from 1979 to 2013. It compares with a 324% spike in correction spending those years to $71 billion. Over that same period in Wisconsin, education expenditures up 72%, correctional spending up 351%. Veterans and their families in western Kenosha County will soon be able to access services twice a month in Silver Lake. The Veterans Services Office is going to be setting up shop at 113 South 1st Street. Office personnel going to be there on the second and fourth Wednesday of every month from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. 50,000 free tickets to be available for Summerfest this Sunday, first come, first served, as of noon, part of Summerfest Fan Appreciation Day, sponsored by the grocery store chain Meijer. And Kenosha County Executive Jim Cruiser joining with the County Parks Division and local business sponsors, inviting the public to be a part of the 8th annual Make-A-Wish Car Motorcycle Show Sunday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Area 1 at Petrifying Springs Park. The event, free to spectators, it's $10 to show your car or your motorcycle. 100% of the proceeds going to the Make-A-Wish Foundation of Wisconsin, for which the money raised goes to help local kids from Racine and Kenosha counties. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.